This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Now to an ocean dead zone in the Gulf of Mexico, which scientists say has grown to its largest size ever recorded. It's an area of reduced ocean life as big as the state of New Jersey. Pollution from agriculture is a big driver of this, as Marketplace's Annie Baxter reports.
The Mississippi River starts in northern Minnesota and travels all the way down to the Gulf of Mexico. Rivers and streams across a huge swath of middle America drain into it. So do the nutrients, nitrogen and phosphorus, which run off of farm fields.
These nutrients are coming from 12 main states, Minnesota being one of them.
Dave Wall is a research scientist in the Watershed Division of the Minnesota Pollution Control Agency. He says when those nutrients eventually reach the Gulf of Mexico, they feed the growth of algae. The algae's decomposition uses up oxygen in the water.
And in these areas, the oxygen is reduced to a point where often the aquatic life either dies or has to swim away to an area where there is oxygen.
That affects Gulf industries like shrimping. Minnesota is trying to limit nutrient runoff from farms. There are some new regulations, but a lot of the efforts are voluntary from farmers like the Petersons in southern Minnesota.
I feel like I'm in a jungle.
I'm walking through a dense stand of corn with farmer Sam Peterson. The plants tower above us at 8 feet, their growth fueled in part by nitrogen fertilizer. But Peterson's farm is actually using less fertilizer than it used to by testing the soil to see where it's really needed instead of doing blanket applications.
It works out really well because you're putting it, applying it where you need it, and definitely reduces the total amount of nitrogen you're putting down on the farm.
Peterson also got a grant to study different methods of limiting nitrogen use. He's hoping to show other farmers how they can save money on fertilizer. But he's also thinking about shrimpers in the Gulf, who, he says, farm the sea.
So I kind of feel for those types of people. I know that the Gulf creates a lot of jobs, and it's going to hurt our economy if that's not there.
But changing up their farming practices requires upfront investment for producers.
You know, I think if they could do it and still be profitable, they would be doing it.
Don Scavia is a natural resources and environment expert at the University of Michigan. He thinks the U.S. should pay farmers to help reduce the phosphorus and nitrogen flowing into the Mississippi.
And so actually pay for the environmental outcome.
He says, let farmers choose how they want to tackle the problem, using less fertilizer, planting cover crops, or other methods. In Northfield, Minnesota, I'm Annie Baxter for Marketplace.